Hey, welcome to today's show here on Anchor. I hope you had a fabulous weekend wherever you are. Now, I'm recording this from Gatwick Airport because I'm travelling out to see a couple of our customers today. I got so excited this morning to get up and get on with my work for the week. Even though my flight is a little bit later, I decided to get to the airport super early so I could get my head down and focus on all the tasks that need to be done. Now, if you're like me and you want to get ahead and get tasks done during the week, a great time to actually do that is before everyone else comes into the office. And I often find that having those extra couple of hours is a great opportunity to catch up and get some of the stuff done before you have the opportunity to hit the phone or hit whatever task you've got that you're doing. Now, if you work internationally, of course, you might have a different time zone that you need to work with, and it might actually be the best time to catch people is in the morning. Now, while I had the weekend as well, I took a little bit of time out to have a bit of time to think for myself of what are the things that I need to, and want to achieve over the next year or two. And while I was doing that, I actually picked up a book, which I don't often have much time to try and fit in reading a book, but I tried to do something at least once a week so I'm learning something new. But in this case, it was actually an old book that I've read many, many years ago, and I thought I hadn't picked it up for a while. And I don't know if you're like me, but I enjoy still reading hard copy books. I've got a Kindle, I've got stuff on my iPad, I use audio books, I listen to podcasts, but I also like having books, physical books in the house, because it's quite nice one day to show my children and to give my children some of the books that were influential in helping me, and maybe they want to pick up a copy and read it themselves. And the book was by Dale Carnegie, and that's How to Win Friends and Influence People. And it's such a powerful book, and it's such an amazing, progressive book, even though it was written many, many years ago. And, you know, there is so many great things inside of that book that I think even in the last 2 weeks that I failed to adhere that amazing advice that he shares. And I would recommend, if you haven't read it, or you haven't read it for a long time or for quite a while, is to pick up that book and have a read of it. Now, I also went to the LinkedIn Talent Summit over a week ago. It was the LinkedIn Intelligence Summit, actually, and it was quite amazing to hear what LinkedIn were doing around their data collection. So they're feeling that they're at a point where they can use that data and they can share it with their network, both of their end corporate customers and their recruitment agency partners. And I think we're going through a massive transformation at the moment in the way that data obviously is being used by the big boys like Google and Facebook and Snapchat and LinkedIn, etc. And now for those who are using data and using on LinkedIn, there's some very powerful tools that are coming out. So if you're not using that, I would check that out. I think the product's going to be launching sometime in the first quarter of next year. I think it's already out with a couple of customers, but I would definitely recommend checking that out. Well, look, I've got to jump on a plane. I hope you have a good week. If there's anyone who wants to answer any recruitment related questions or has any comments they'd like to make, just phone in on the show here on Anchor, and I look forward to catching up with you soon.